This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. An Aurora dentist has been convicted of murder in the poisoning death of his wife. A jury in Arapahoe County Court also found James Craig guilty of solicitation to commit tampering with physical evidence, perjury, and murder. Those came about when Craig tried to hire a fellow inmate to kill the detective investigating the case. Prosecutors say Craig killed his wife to avoid the burdens of a divorce. He was sentenced to life in prison. Some groups are speaking out about the loss of AmeriCorps grants and how it will affect their programs. Colorado Youth of Change provides tutoring for students. Executive Director Mary Zanotti says they've lost $1.2 million from AmeriCorps from the upcoming school year.
Meaning thousands of students will not receive reading and math tutoring and access to caring adults that help them navigate their school and attendance.
Several other Colorado leaders spoke at a roundtable yesterday to advocate for that program. The White House canceled about $400 million in AmeriCorps grants earlier this year. Together, more than 20 attorneys general, including Colorado's, are suing the Trump administration in response. Colorado Springs has agreed to pay more than $3 million to settle a police brutality lawsuit. 27-year-old Jeffrey Melvin Jr. died in 2018 following an altercation with two officers. They shocked him with tasers up to 8 times in a 2-minute period. While trying to arrest him, the lawsuit claims the department did not properly train those officers. In Metro Denver, a chance of showers and thunderstorms till about midnight. That rain sticks around all the way through Saturday, with storm chances tapering through the work week. You are listening to CPR News.